Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Cable bills can get expensive. Vinny and Mike sent me a note about a cable bill out in Seattle, sort of, where a couple bought a home in Seattle then learned that Comcast would cost them $27,000 just to install. That's not the monthly bill. It's just to install the cable. $27,000. Stories from Ars Technica, John Brodkin wrote. It's a very lengthy article. The guy did a great investigation into this. I'm just going to gloss over the surface here. But when the man and his wife bought the house in the Northgate neighborhood of Seattle, they didn't expect problems getting home internet. It's only after closing on the house in July of 2019 they learned the bad news. All six neighbors I share a property line with are wired for Comcast, but our house never was. Comcast's predecessor company had wired the neighborhood with cable decades earlier, and the ISP provides high-speed broadband to the neighboring properties, but not this one. The cable TV and internet service provider never extended a line to the house that was purchased by this man and his wife. He spent many months trying to get answers from Comcast on how he and his wife could get internet service. Eventually, he contacted a city councilor's office, which was able to get an actual response from Comcast. Because you can imagine how hard it is to get an answer from them when you are their customer. Imagine when you're not their customer trying to get an answer from them. Comcast ultimately said it would require installing 181 feet of underground cable to connect the house, and that the couple would have to reimburse Comcast to make that happen to the tune of $27,000. $27,000. The two did not want to pay the $27,000, and they have not done so. And so they're now just relying on a 4G hotspot. But the man says he was flabbergasted that a house in an area like this could possibly have never been wired for internet because the house is in the middle of Seattle. It didn't even dawn on me that this was possible. He said, adding that the lack of internet service would be more understandable if I was, you know, 2 miles from my nearest neighbor. And that's the strangest thing. And, you know, what's weird about it is I've sold homes before. And when you're home shopping, you're out shopping for homes, okay? And you're looking at a house and you're walking around the house and you're seeing all the obvious stuff. How would you figure something like this out? I mean, you could ask the person, is the house wired for cable? And they said, no, it's not. They don't come out and forthrightly tell you, yeah, we did some research and discovered it cost $27,000. How would you know? And they might not have done that. They might just have not cared for cable. They might just, you know, never even occurred to them, you know? So the interesting thing is that this area is home to a hockey team in the same Northgate neighborhood, about a half mile from the house. There's a major bus station in the area, a light rail station open nearby, and an elementary school within about a minute and a half walk. So this is well within the Seattle city limits. And for some odd reason, just to get Comcast, it's going to cost $27,000. The house was built in 1964, about 10 miles from T-Mobile Park, where the Seattle Mariners play, and Lumen Field, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Meanwhile, T-Mobile doesn't offer its new home internet service at the house. CenturyLink offers internet service at the address, but only ancient DSL. Cable and fiber aren't available at the house either. So Ars Technica has written about other people bought homes without realizing there's no home internet service. But those stories generally took place in small towns or places out in the middle of nowhere. In some cases, Comcast's website and customer service employees falsely told homebuyers that service was available due to errors in the company's availability database. Comcast data wasn't a problem in this case. As the man said, he didn't think to check that there's a Comcast connection. Honestly, I didn't even think to look. What house in the middle of Seattle wouldn't be wired for reasonable internet? He contacted Ars Technica after reading one of the previous Comcast horror story articles, hoping to get the word out to others that an internet connection is no guarantee, even in densely populated cities, and even when all your neighbors have service. Government broadband programs generally focus on connecting neighborhoods, in particular underserved communities, which I think is great, the man said, but he wants people to know that there are large swaths of people, both in large geographic areas and in small individual cases, that just never got connected to high-speed internet, and how difficult it is to go through life without that sort of connection. While his situation is unusual because of all the surrounding houses having broadband, he's far from the only urban dweller without modern service. Particularly a problem in lower income areas where ISPs have chosen not to upgrade the old telephone lines. I used to subscribe to Wired magazine when it first came out. I thought it was one of the coolest magazines ever. I subscribed to it. And I remember in the early days, Wired magazine saying, you guys don't understand, this dial-up internet's going to go away and you're going to be getting all this high-speed stuff in your house through your cable provider. And I remember when that was like a novel idea. Really? I'm gonna like the cable company for something? I'm just talking about the speed of the access. With the properties abutting his, there are overhead power lines that Comcast used to extend cable to the houses, but our power is underground, and so there are no poles to ride off of. And the block is shaped like a triangle. Can you have a block shaped like a triangle? The man added, we're the only house on our side of the triangle. The other two sides each have three houses. On the side of the house that doesn't face its neighbors, there is an arterial road. The nearest Comcast junction box is across the road, so they have to dig under the arterial to connect your house to that junction box. And at this point, it gets technical and it goes on for several more pages. But, you know, this is a crazy thing. The guy buys a house in a neighborhood where everyone's got high-speed internet. His house doesn't, and his house can't get it cheaply, which is just insane. But it makes sense from a technical viewpoint. And they say, well, you know, we could wire it up for it. It's going to cost you $27,000. But the number of times I've gotten, mixed results dealing with cable companies or satellite providers, I'll lump them in the same group because to me, they all kind of bring the same thing into your house. And I mentioned the story once or twice before, but a couple houses back, I was living someplace. I moved in. And I thought, you know, I'm gonna get satellite. And I'd had one satellite provider I really liked. And to be honest, I forgot which one it was, because I've now used both Dish and DirecTV at one time or another. I've used one or the other. And to me, it's six of one, half dozen of the other, as they say. But I called up one of the providers, the one that I wanted to go with, and I gave him my address and all the information. I said, yep, you're all set. We'll send somebody out there, not a problem. And they asked me a couple basic questions about how the house was situated and pointed and stuff. And the guy showed up at the appointed hour, which should have been an indication that nothing's going to go right from that point on. But the guy says, you know, 10 o'clock on a Monday morning, shows up 10 o'clock on a Monday morning. I hear the knock at the door. I answer the door. The guy goes, can't install it. Sorry. And he was about to start walking away. And I said, excuse me, you're from the satellite company. What can't you install? And the guy goes, you've got no view of the sky. And we walked out in my front yard, and he goes, our satellites are, he basically points where the satellites were, and I, again, forget which one this was, but he goes, we need a view of that part of the sky. And I had described and answered a bunch of questions to the person I spoke to, and I said, well, they simply asked me this, this, and this. He goes, yeah, they don't ask the right questions. He goes, you can't get this here. I said, what should I do? And he goes, oh, call the other guys. Because the other guys, their satellite's over there. You got a great view of that sky. That's when I realized that the provider, when you call them, will always say, yeah, we can provide it for you. Yeah. And they'll send a technician out who'll stand in your front yard and go, oh, no, you can't. There's that, you know, 200-foot-tall maple tree right there. You can't install anything here. So you should know that it's not even enough necessarily just to get someone saying, yeah, we can do that for you. But this is a strange one. And I really feel bad for the guy because it sounds like it's the perfect storm. There's a bunch of homes there. They've all got high-speed internet. His house doesn't. When he asks why, they go, oh, because of the weird situation with this oddly shaped block, this weird road, and the way this neighborhood was wired back in the 60s, your house didn't get wired. You want to wire it? $27,000. If not, work with the hotspot. So it's a rough situation these days. And, you know, you think about internet speeds, and I'm just going to let you know some of this inside stuff that you learn from watching a video of mine all the way to the end. I shoot two videos a day. And I shoot two videos a day, I edit them, and I upload them. And I remember when I started shooting videos, and I would shoot a video, and I'd edit it, and I'd start the upload, and then I'd go do something else. Move out of town, raise a family, you know, change jobs, come back, upload's half done, you know. And now, I upload videos, and it's just, it's insane how fast it is. It is, it's insane. And so this technology does advance, and we get so used to the fact that it's advancing along with us. You don't miss it until you're in a situation like this. So I feel so sorry for this guy. But it looks like he's stuck with a hotspot unless he can figure out something else, somebody else to figure out for him. Couple bought a home in Seattle and learned that Comcast internet would cost $27,000 just to install. there'd still be the monthly service fees on top of that. So there you go. Vinny and Mike, thanks for sending it. Ars Technica for publishing it. John Brodkin wrote it. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Writing my name in cursive is my signature move.